I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre Anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It is Monday, the 29th of April, and today's news story is about more bad tourist behaviour, this time next to Mount Fuji in Japan. But before I tell you what these bad behaving tourists have been doing, let's take a look at some key words. So these are words that I'll be using in today's news story that you might not know or you might not be sure about. So let's take a look at my words, and then at the end we'll come back to them all to look at what they mean and how I use them. The first is a verb, flock, F-L-O-C-K, flock. Next we have an adjective. It's two words, fed up. What does it mean to be fed up? Next, a noun, litter, L-I-T-T-E-R, litter. And then we have an adjective, soaring, S-O-A-R-I-N-G, soaring. Next, a noun, mesh, M-E-S-H, mesh. And then another noun, net, N-E-T, net. And one more, also a noun, influx, I-N-F-L-U-X, influx. So listen very carefully for those words, see if you can hear them and understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. There's a town near to Mount Fuji which offers one of the most spectacular views of Mother Nature in all its glory. And it's become a perfect photo opportunity, with tourists flocking to the spot to take a picture. But where there are too many tourists, there are often too many problems. Authorities are so fed up with the behaviour of tourists that they've decided to block the iconic view with a big black barrier. Residents of the Japanese town of Fujikawa Kuchiko are accusing visitors of dropping litter and parking illegally while they try to capture the perfect shot. The shot in question presents a glorious contrast between the mundaneness of a Japanese convenience store and the spectacular soaring volcano in the background. People are so desperate to get the perfect photo that they've even climbed onto the roof of the shop. Enough is enough for the town in Yamanashi region, and construction of a huge mesh net will begin this week. An official said, "It's regrettable we have to do this because of some tourists who can't respect rules." Prior to this rather drastic measure, authorities had tried taking other steps to control tourists, including putting up road signs. But this and repeated warnings from security guards were ignored. They added that they were also trying to protect a local dental surgery, which was being affected by the influx of tourists. Visitors were using their car park without permission and also climbing onto the roof. Japan is currently enjoying a boom in tourism following the lifting of travel restrictions. In March, the country attracted 3 million visitors for the first time ever. However, this dramatic rise in the number of tourists has forced the island to introduce some new restrictions. At Mount Fuji, from this summer, hikers will have to pay a $13 charge to try to limit congestion. Officials say that the high number of climbers was leading to injuries and rubbish being left on the mountain, as well as inappropriately dressed hikers. And that's today's news story. Okay, so you can understand the frustration of the residents of this town, but do you think it's right that they should be blocking this fantastic view? Okay, well, let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? The first, flock. So tourists are flocking to this particular spot. So to flock is to travel in high numbers. Next, fed up. Authorities are so fed up with the behaviour of tourists. This means irritated or annoyed. Next, litter. Residents are accusing visitors of dropping litter. Litter is rubbish, such as paper, cans, and bottles left in a public space. Okay, the next word is soaring. So with this particular photo, it's a glorious contrast between the mundaneness of a Japanese convenience store and the spectacular soaring volcano. Soaring is used to describe something rising into the sky. Okay, next, mesh. And we'll also look at the word net as well. So enough is enough for the town in Yamanashi region, and the construction of a huge mesh net will begin this week. So mesh is a material made of wire or thread, usually for nets, and a net is a material with spaces or holes in it. We can use it for fishing, for example, a fishing net. And the last word is influx. So this dental surgery was being affected by the influx of tourists. Influx is the arrival of a large number of something, for example, people. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. Okay, thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it and found it interesting. You can read the full transcript of today's episode on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And there you'll also be able to watch a video comprehension quiz, which will test your understanding. It's 5 questions about the news story. If you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.